Today's meditation includes one of my favorite poems. It's a reminder that the work we do is just the beginning. The results are in the future, and they're not always ours to see. But sometimes, with patience, we get to see the blossoms. It's a reminder that in this difficult time, we have the opportunity to plant seeds with our family, with our friends, with our community, and with our students, as well as our staff. Even though we're not together, there's still good work to be done. And so begin by taking a moment and settling yourself into your chair. Be comfortable so that you can sit for a few moments. Let your hands rest in your lap or on the arms of the chair. Close your eyes or look down at the floor. And as always, start by paying attention to your breathing. Notice what it has to tell you today and relax into that. Now take a deep, deep breath, fully and completely. And just as completely and deeply, exhale all the way out. Let your breath be slow and deep and even. Let calmness move through your body and your mind. And listen to the words of Marge Piercy's poem, The Seven of Pentacles. Under a sky the color of pea soup, she is looking at her work growing away there, actively, thickly, like grapevines or pole beans, as things grow in the real world, slowly enough. If you tend them properly, if you mulch, if you water, if you provide birds that eat insects a home and winter food, if the sun shines and you pick off caterpillars, if the praying mantis comes and the ladybugs and the bees, then the plants flourish, but at their own internal clock. Connections are made slowly. Sometimes they grow underground. You cannot always tell by looking what is happening. More than half a tree is spread out in the soil under your feet. Penetrate quietly as the earthworm that blows no trumpet. Fight persistently as the creeper that brings down the tree. Spread like the squash plant that overruns the garden. Gnaw in the dark and use the sun to make sugar. Weave real connections, create real nodes. Build real houses. Live a life you can endure. Make love that is loving. Keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in, a thicket and bramble wilderness to the outside, but to us interconnected with rabbit runs and burrows and lairs. Live as if you liked yourself, and it may happen. Reach out, keep reaching out, keep bringing in. This is how we are going to live for a long time. Not always. For every gardener knows that after the digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes. Let yourself breathe and be calm. And remember that even though we are staying apart right now, we're doing it for the benefit of the whole, because we are interconnected. That we are interconnected in ways too numerous to mention. Breathe deeply and know it, in the words of the poet, this is how we're going to live for a long time, not always. Breathe and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And take a moment of calmness and hope and energy from this moment into the rest of your day. Take care.